F. Protections for children not yet eligible for special education and related services. 34 Code of Federal Regulations 300.534. 1. General. If a child has not been determined eligible for special education and related services and violates the Code of Student Conduct, but the local education agency had knowledge before the behavior that brought about the disciplinary action occurred that the child was a child with a disability, then this child may assert any of the protections described in this notice. 2. Basis of knowledge for disciplinary matters. A local education agency must be deemed to have knowledge that a child is a child with a disability if, before the behavior that brought about the disciplinary action occurred, A. The parent of the child expressed concern in writing that the child is in need of special education and related services to supervisory or administrative personnel of appropriate educational agency, or a teacher of the child. B. The parent requests an evaluation related to eligibility for special education and related services under Part B of the Individuals with Disability Education Act, or the child's teacher or other local education agency personnel express specific concerns about a pattern of behavior demonstrated by the child directly to the local education agency's director of special education or to other supervisory personnel of the local education agency. 3. Exception. A local education agency would not be deemed to have such knowledge if A. The child's parent has not allowed an evaluation of the child or refused special education services, or B. The child has been evaluated and determined to not be a child with a disability under Part B of the Individuals with Disability Education Act. 4. Conditions that apply if there is no basis of knowledge. If prior to taking disciplinary measures against the child, a local education agency does not have knowledge that a child is a child with a disability, as described above under the subheadings Basis of Knowledge for Disciplinary Matters and Exception, the child may be subjected to the disciplinary measures that are applied to children without disabilities who engaged in comparable behaviors. However, if a request is made for an evaluation of a child during the time period in which the child is subjected to the disciplinary measures, the evaluation must be conducted in an expedited manner. Until the evaluation is completed, the child remains in the educational placement determined by school authorities, which can include suspension or expulsion, without educational services. If the child is determined to be a child with a disability, taking into consideration information from the evaluation conducted by the local education agency and information provided by the parents, the local education agency must provide special education and related services in accordance with Part B of the Individuals with Disability Education Act, including the disciplinary requirements described above.